We're on. All right.
All right. Looks like 9 o'clock. We'll call our meeting to order. Rick Finley is going to open us with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge. Thank you, Rick. Good prayer. Okay, didn't let you know ahead of time. Anyone that would like to speak under public comment, Nikki's got the sign up here. Just come up and sign that, and we'll get to that in just a minute. All right, we're ready for meeting minutes. Got 5:24 and 5:26.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. And accounts payable.
One warrant.
I make a motion for payment of accounts payable and the one warrant that's
in. Second.
Okay. They added another warrant. They added a warrant this morning. About 8:30. Yeah. Okay. Rick's shaking his head yes. So okay. That was well, ConocoPhillips. And
gotcha. There's two warrants. Okay.
Okay. I didn't see
is that. Is there a second one?
The other one wasn't it Cody? Yeah. Software was the other one.
Okay. Yeah. $200,000.
Yeah. That was for the cops grant.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Public comment.
Bob Shantz.
Bob? Morning again, sir.
Good morning again to you too, sir.
Okay. I got on here for a state audit, but something had come up, which I know it's public comment, so I'm just going to tell it to you, gentlemen, and you figure out what the deal is. I was informed that pictures of every home in Taney County is now on the Internet. I don't think that's right. Some other people I've spoke to don't think it's right. I don't see any purpose in it. My understanding is the state wanted pictures of every home, but I don't think they're supposed to be on the Internet. I think this is an invitation for criminals to go through the Internet and say, hey, there's a house there. Look, there's a garage here and a door here. And I mean, they could go just driving all around the county, but it makes it a whole lot easier for a crook to sit at home drinking a beer or a rum coke and find a house to rob. And then I also thought the other day I saw pictures in the local paper of all the graduates. Well, they see a good-looking girl. All you got to do is key in her last name into the computer and it shows her house. I mean, this is not right. Now, yesterday I sat down with somebody because I'm not on the Internet. And I put my name in there. Well, lo and behold, the information is not accurate. It shows, when you get the assessor's office, it shows that I own 2 parcels of property. I own 4 parcels of property. So somebody didn't put the right information in. It also says people that might be living at that home. It said Bob Shands, then it said Estelle Shands, and Robert Shands. Well, Bob and Robert are the same. And Estelle Shands died 4 years ago this coming Sunday, on the June 6th. Why is she still on the internet? I mean, and my question is, who is paying for this here? Stuff keeps coming up about expenses, you know, for an audit. This is expensive, that's expensive. How much did this cost to send people all over the county to take the pictures and for a bunch of gentlemen to sit down in the room and key everything into this computer? And, well, I'll bring it up when I get to the state audit part, but there's an expense which is out of sight. So I think it's against my rights, and not only my rights, but everybody in the whole county. It's against our rights to have our home on the internet. Now, what really got me upset is when I heard that there was a young lady who works for the sheriff's department. A picture of her house was made with the garage door open and her Corvette in there. She got upset. Hey, you know, somebody see that Corvette, blah, blah, blah. They took it off the internet. I'm also informed, and I'm telling you what I've been told. I don't have time to do all the checking, but I'm informing you as to what I think you should look into. That the sheriff is not, his home is not on the internet, nor are deputies or people that work in the sheriff's department, or if they're policemen. Now, wait a minute. These guys know about robberies and doing wrong things. They don't want their house on the internet, but they want my house on the internet and your house. And I didn't do any checking. I didn't look to see if your gentlemen's homes were on the internet or other people, but I'm wondering, if you're going to put it on there, put everybody on there. And I don't think anybody should be on there. And I think that now that you're informed of this, if anybody's home is broke into, I think it's a lawsuit against Taney County for having the homes on the internet. Or if their daughter gets, something happens to her, this is an invitation for crime. There's enough crime around without putting people's information on the internet. So, you know what I brought up, and I hope you check it out, and maybe next week you can fill us in on something. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else there? Was that it, Nikki?
Yes.
Okay. Next on our agenda then is polling places. Request to Donna Neely. Good morning.
Gentlemen, by state statute, I'm required to give you a report on the polling places by June 10th each year. And this is a report showing each of the polling places that we currently have. In the middle column there, it shows the registered voters and how many people voted in the November 08 election. And then the comments are to the right. You can see on several of our polling places, they've gotten so big, the population, that we cannot put any new voters in those areas. One thing I'd note is Walnut Shade polling place was closed this last year. We lost the use of the Branson Lakes Area Welcome Center. The tenants were subleasing the upper portion of the building, and they are occupying the bottom portion of the building, and they informed us they had plans to lease that. So we lost that use, and we've merged the Walnut Shade voters with the North Branson polling place. That was the largest polling place in the area that could handle that many voters. And, of course, we will increase the number of judges when we have elections there. At this time, I don't plan to make any more changes with polling places until after the 2010 census is complete. At that time, we will form a committee to review all polling places, their location, the number of people that they can handle, their access, egress, and entrance and exit, and to make sure that that's safe for the citizens. also whether the polling place is handicap accessible. But there's no reason to do that until after the 2000 census, because I don't want to move people back and forth, especially this being a large election year. Some of the polling places I can see that we may have to do with in the future, we've got some that their population has dropped down to 81 and 84 in a couple. That's not noted on your report, because that has happened since this report was put together. Are there any questions?
So the Walnut Shade location, I had some people asking me if they were right. going to be a temporary Walnut Shade for this election coming up, and you're saying there's not.
It's merged with Norbranson until after the 2010 census is completed.
Okay.
And then at that time, we do have some problem areas. We have north and west part of the county. We have some people that are driving all the way down to North Branson. They used to drive. It was long enough for them to have to drive to the Walnut Shade location, and now they have to drive even farther. But sending them to Boston Center is just a roundabout way to get there, so it takes just as long to get there to send them to Boston Center, even though on the map it looks closer, but the drive is still as long. So we need to resolve that issue. Unfortunately, in reviewing it, trying to solve something quickly, we couldn't find anything that was adequate and also safe. There was a church on the north of 65 Highway, but I had concerns of voters exiting on the highway and then being stuck in that turn lane. And, you know, if you've got six people wanting to turn in at the same time, they're going to build up onto 65 Highway. So we're going to have to look for another location and split some of those voters out, but I think we should have a committee formed to represent several different areas in the county to do that.
Okay. Questions, public, commission?
Okay. With your permission, I'll have Jim enter this report into your records.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Okay. Next on our agenda, state audit was requested to be put on by Bob Chance.
All right. I was not here last week, and I understand state audit had come up. I read some things in the paper about it, and some of the things that I've heard and read, it sort of sounds like gentlemen don't want a state audit because I didn't tell you what I want audited. Well, it makes it very easy. A comprehensive state audit of every single department, period, everyone. If I was a judge, or one of you gentlemen were a judge at the Taney County Fair for a pie-eating contest, a pie-tasting contest, and they had 20 pies, you've got to take a bite of each and every one. You can't take a bite of five pies and say, well, that's the good one. You've got to take a bite of every one to see which is the best. To see where we have a problem here, we have got to go to each and every department. And what I spoke about earlier, I'd love to see the audit on who paid for pictures on the Internet, for putting it on the Internet. And it's a lot that I'd like to know about that. Now, when I keyed my name in, like I say, some of the information was wrong. And then it said, if you want additional information, it's $49.95. Well, my question is, who gets the $49.95?
That's not our website, though. That's like Intellius or some private company's website.
Okay, do we get anything out of it? If we don't get anything out of it, why do we put it up there for? I mean, my question is, are we doing this work to help some other website or to help a real estate company? You know, I don't know why we have these pictures on there, but the audit, I'd like to see an audit of how much it cost, because it gets thrown up to me always. An audit's going to cost $100,000. It's not going to cost $100,000, but the East-West Corridor. How much did we pay to get a survey there? I gave you gentlemen a survey. I went out one Sunday morning. I had a pretty good, but you had to pay to do that, but you don't want an audit. And I wish you would decide you're going to have an audit, because like Josh Smith said, it's not going to look good on you. If it appears you're hiding something, or you don't want something to come out, but we will have an audit. I mean, I promise you, we'll be at the polls on August the 3rd. with sheets, and we'll, if we don't get enough, then we'll get them. There's people now getting things ready in case you don't want. So I hope today you can say, okay, we will okay an audit, the whole county, period. So it's in your hands, gentlemen.
Okay. Comments for Bob or others? James?
Yeah, James Strahan, County Assessor, and I'm assuming the picture thing is referring to the assessor's office. And as far as clearing audits, the assessor's office was audited by the state of Missouri many times in the past, not a private audit company. Since we became first class, it's been a private audit company. But prior to that, and this GIS system was on the internet back then. I mean, there's no questions of why a law enforcement officer that went to the Supreme Court, if I'm right on that, that was a lawsuit fought back then and confirmed by the courts that certain people was exempt from, this is a state statute, this is not a rule made by the assessor's offices throughout the state. So all this stuff has been through the courts. The reason being that the web was used, I think it originated in Greene County, then went to several other counties. We were late getting there, and the assessor was kind of hammered as being someone not following improvement to systems of providing services to the public. Any county that put this on the website seen a tremendous drop in having to have clerks and people there to answer questions. People could answer their own questions by just simply pulling up their property on the internet. Now, if they had a question like Bob has, they then would call. It's been an excellent service provided to title companies, to the citizens themselves, and I don't see any harm in it. Like I say, I'm one of the last qualifying assessors to hold out to get this process done for the people. I apologize for that.
This information is available in your office as well. Is that correct?
This information, if you want a picture of Mr. Shantz's home, just come to my office. That original reassessment photos was applied to every home throughout the county. It's a process that we have to do. Then we get into lawsuits, basically, and people stating, you was never at my house. I think you gentlemen in the BOE have heard that comment, you was never at my house. Well, if I was never at your house, how do I have a photo of the front and back of your home? I was there at your house, and it's an official document, and it is in the files. So I don't see this as being harmful in any way. In fact, to answer Bob's question, and I hope I don't offend Jimmy, I opposed not having particular houses on the internet. I felt like Bob, I felt everybody's house should be on there, and that was just legislation, and of course I was told I was wrong, so I have to accept that. So as far as companies selling information, we had a huge lawsuit over that, whether they could or they couldn't. We had a local gentleman that wanted to buy our system before it was complete. We did not want to sell it to him. In fact, the lawsuit said that we didn't have to at the time sell him the system incomplete That went through the Sunshine Law request, went right on to courts.
Actually, he asked for it under the Sunshine Law, not right. actually to buy it. And it said that we had to strongly encouraged us to give it in electronic form. And we felt that we were strongly encouraged but still didn't want to do it, so the legislature changed that statute. But it was after our lawsuit and required that you give that information.
That's correct.
The Sunshine Law.
And so this has been hammered back and forth and looked at, and I don't care if they look at it again. I don't care if it goes through a grand jury. I don't care if it goes through an audit. There's nothing there to hide in any way, form, or fashion, and it's all covered by the statute. So I'm fine with it either way. Thank you.
If it's a state statute, maybe something needs to be done up in Jeff City. I mean, this is just, it's not right to have homes on there. I'm sorry.
Sheriff.
Gentlemen, we've been talking about the budget here lately. You know, if this costs $100,000, we're looking at least two employees' positions that this will cost us. We go through, I mean, like James, our books are open all the time. Anybody that wants to look at them, there, I mean, it's... We go through audits every year. If we had the $100,000 laying aside that we wasn't using, it wouldn't cost us jobs. That'd be one thing, but we're not in that situation right now. So, I hope that you seriously look at that.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Other questions or comments on the state audit? Nope.
Yep.
Well, over. Everybody knows my position on that. I know Rick we've talked with, visited with the Attorney General's office. Are there any other investigations or a year and a half out? Talked to Susan Monte, I think anything that has to do with the state audit, every school, every city, every county, anything that has to do with a public entity is all being requested that they be audited. And believe you me, I'm all for correction if there needs to be correction. And you know that I have repeatedly stated about the grand jury situation. There's no penalty under law for the state auditor to hand down. They give recommendations whenever everybody was questioned what the city of Branson was doing. And Claire McCaskill at the time came down and did an audit, and it was you've did this wrong, but we wish you wouldn't do this anymore or that anymore. So I still stand, if we're going to spend the money, I want a grand jury. I know I visited with Jimmy about some of the cost of that and the time and everything, but if the money's going to be put to use, I want to see it put to use to a point where there are punishments, and then you'll see a different style of county business taken care of if there are things that need to be taken care of. If anybody's breaking the law, I want them punished for it. And whenever we're spending your dollars and we're not spending them correctly, well then, that can be brought out in the grand jury just the same as it can a state audit for an investigation of those particular offices that would be questioned. And so that's my stance on it, Bob. I don't have anything against a state audit whatsoever, other than I just think it's a waste of our money when we could apply that to a grand jury to have penalties issued.
Okay. Rick?
You know, I appreciate Bob being concerned about the way the monies are spent, and he's brought up a couple times that we spent money on the East West Quarter, and you guys made that decision, and I sat and listened as I don't remember which three it was here when they made the decision, but I sat and listened, and they talked about whether or not that would be something would be useful later on if they wanted to. And, you know, engineering expenses are expensive, surveying expensive, all those things are expensive. But sometimes you have to have them. It's required by statute. This audit is something we don't have to have right now because we spend money on an outside auditor right now. And, you know, if we're going to try to save money, the citizens need to recognize that, you know, we are trying to do everything up front, out in the open. You know, you can go on the website and you see a lot of this stuff. And if you have questions, that, you know, we all want to try to answer those questions. I would want to try to answer any questions that they have. But I just feel like that, you know, to spend $100,000 or even $60,000, and I'm confident it would cost $60,000 because Ozark or Christian County just had one of these, and theirs they said would cost $60,000. When I talked to Sam Yarnell, which is the auditor in Ozark County, she said she expected it might go up from that, but they really had promised they would stay with the $60,000. From what she told me, there were, I think, two people there for enough time. There's no way that the state auditor is going to be able to actually perform that audit at that cost. She'll have to absorb some of that cost if she stays with the $60,000. And knowing that makes me think that probably if they were going to do a comprehensive audit down here, it would be a lot more. You know, it may not. They may say we'll absorb the cost down here, too. But even $60,000 is still two people. And we are going to have to look at, you know, cutting as much as we can out of the budget next year. I just feel like that to be frugal with the constituents' money, I have to say, recognize that if you have a question, come and ask us. Maybe we can get those questions answered. If you think we're hiding something, you know, let us know what you think we're hiding. Ask somebody else and see if they find you get the same answer. I go through almost every department's books on a monthly basis. I get a report from anybody that brings money in. I feel like I have a good feel for where people are with those kinds of things. Now, I know you're going to have differences of opinions about how the money is spent. I differ with opinions sometimes about how the money is spent, but as long as it is with state statute, and as long as we are spending it the best that we know how, what we think is the best, I feel like that's what we need to be doing right now.
Okay. Bob?
Yep. Let me just say, Mr. Strahan, I agree a grand jury would be nice, but don't we have to have an audit first to give the grand jury some information? If we just had a grand jury today, bingo, who's going to give them the information? What are they going to look into? We're going to have a lineup of people out here giving them information? I mean, I don't know how they're going to get the information that they're going to need to investigate.
Have you ever, do you know how a grand jury operates?
I was in this room one time for 3 hours and they didn't do nothing. Yes, sir.
Oh. Well, any citizen at that point can bring up issues in a grand jury. In a state audit, they bring down their people and they run through different departments and this and that. But any citizen where you have any question, you can bring it up and they'll investigate it, and it's brought before the grand jury with the evidence. No, there was a grand jury here. The last one I remember was back in the, I think it's early 90s, wasn't it?
I think the last one was late 90s, actually, wasn't it?
I forget when I was here, but I know I spent 3 hours here. And
it was about 98, give or take a year, I think.
Something like that.
But
I gave them information probably as big as what my little briefcase is. It went, nothing. So I thought the audit would be the thing to do, but if you don't think so, I guess we'll just have to get signatures then. Thank you.
You know, like I was saying a while ago, we have an audit every year. If Bob has areas that he wants checked that thinks there's problems, give it to the auditor that comes in every year. You know, and that would be a way of getting started in the area. But like I said, it's just, you know, if we have to pay this extra $100,000 or whatever, what Bob, do you know what the ambulance audit cost?
I forgot I knew, but and they found a lot.
I want to say it was $24,000.
$24,000.
I want to say $24,000 is what I thought. I remember that number.
See, the ambulance audit found a lot of problems, and that's, we need one here. That's exactly what we need.
Well, and, yeah, they found a lot of problems over there. They don't have an annual audit over there, I don't believe, whereas we do.
Mr. Dixon, welcome, sir.
Robert Dixon, Tannehill County Recorder. There is a statute on the books as far as the Secretary of State has championed a Safe at Home Act, and I didn't know if you gentlemen knew about it or not. It's a, when they record documents, they put the address of a place in Jefferson City, so the people, it's harder to locate spouses, ex-spouses, people with legal problems and things like that.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. James?
Yeah, I'm going to speak off the different subject there. But, you know, we've been talking state audits and all this and the cost of it. How ridiculous. How ridiculous that if you need a state audit, that you have to pay your state auditor to do it. And when we was third-class counties, they audit them for free. And all of a sudden, we became first-class, and our legislators have sat on their duffs and not tried to correct this situation with all the hardship coming down here to the counties of expense. There's no reason for us to double pay an auditor to audit this county. So when we go to arguing about what it's costing and why it's costing, we need to be talking to the people that could provide us that service of not costing anything to have us. All they have to do is change the statute to include first-class counties. Every third-class county is audited for free.
When you move out of the third-class status, just a point of information, you're required to elect an elected auditor as well. And that may be perhaps the reason why the statutes read the way they read, because we have already an internal auditor, and then we do an external audit as well. So that may be the way it reads.
But
why?
Anyway. Yeah, so why it reads that way, I know that. But let me tell you, when you get real complicated, you need to back up to some simplicity. A $10 bill in a third-class county is the same as a $10 bill in a first-class county, and why we have laws differentiating between the two is crazy and a violation of the Hancock Amendment, in my belief.
Anybody else? State audit? Donna?
I know when we got audited in my office, they don't just check our finances, they check our processes and everything like that to make sure we're following state statute. Since Bob has brought it up, Bob Chance has brought it up several times that he has concerns about the county, and he even stated that he had presented a list of things in the past. Perhaps he could provide that list to our current auditor, because we're in the process of being audited right now. And if he were to provide his list of concerns to that auditor, I would say that he would respond.
Okay.
And I did ask Rick Finley about that, and he agreed.
All right. So you can pursue that, Bob, if you'd like.
Well, truly, if that be the case, that's the reason that they give for not, that they give for charging first-class counties versus not charging is because we have an auditor. Why can't they come down to the auditor's office and audit his books, and then that's it? And then why is that costing $60,000+ to do so?
I don't know. I just know that they require an audit from the state in third-class counties, and third-class counties aren't required to have an auditor, and they're not required to pay an auditor. And once you get out of third-class status, then you have to have an auditor,
and they no longer require that the state come down, and they don't pay the cost of the audit.
Well, payment. I mean, if I don't understand, it's kind of lost me on. I didn't know that third class counties didn't have to pay for audits.
Danny, used to, the state auditor would do an annual audit of every third-class county. I think they've gone to now a three-year cycle. I know they've extended that out. And, you know, they're pressed for monies up there just like everybody else is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the first-class county has an annual audit required by state statute. The third-class counties will have one every 3 years. And I'm almost positive that they now are actually farming some of those out. In other words, they may call Davis Lynn Moots, I think is one of their favorite vendors, to do the audit on Webster County, I believe is third-class county, or some other third-class county around here close. But they are just performing those, I think, every 3 years now.
When we talk to our auditor that comes from that same company, when we talk to them, and he talks about how far behind they are on different situations of trying to just keep up with the audits requested. The cities, just use the Amless District. I'm just using that for a term, but they somewhere down the line, there's a check and balance. We pay for them to come in and audit you. That's where I was getting to. I wasn't trying to downgrade your office at all. But I was just trying to say that we have an outside firm come and audit your office, and they come to, I guess they check, they come to every office and check on procedures and dollar figures, if there's dollar amounts that's questionable, whatever, and they do the whole thing. If the satisfaction, you know, to the public is, that's what we're here for, we're here to govern also, so maybe if Bob had a few questions for you or for one of the commissioners, or he can bring it to me, and I'll present it to
I'd be glad to try to answer
Andy,
any questions. Yeah.
I mean, and say, look, we want this. I want an answer to this particular question. I'm sure that he. I think he does us a good job when he comes, and he gives us a thorough, question and answer session, comes before the commission, reads that off, and even asks at that point if there's any questions. So I would just like to see if there's something possible that if there's some violation or something that he thinks that's there, that we could seek that to a further try to find the answer to the questions that the public has.
We have an elected auditor who on a daily basis has the right to the records and the documents that he needs to do his audit, and he can't be refused by any of the other departments. He has a right to get those documents for the purposes of audit every day. He's here to audit every day. And if there are concerns, you could bring it to our elected auditors position. That's what he's elected to do, and he would look into it.
Glad to.
Not only do we have him, but as you said, we have Andy Marmaget and his firm that does an outside audit to check the work of our internal auditor. So we have a double system already, but a state audit is a very complete audit. It's just expensive.
They're also the report of Andy's audit every year.
Yeah, we always look at those, and he'll have a report for different departments. You guys know we don't always accept his recommendations, and the reason, we usually give a reason for that. He would like to see us performing things that would require more personnel. Well, we can't afford more personnel there, and so we can't afford to do the recommendations that he has sometimes, and that's all open records that you guys can look at.
Why don't you give us the schedule? When does Andy come, and how long does it take him, and when does he give that report, remember?
Andy, he was here, I believe, in March. Mm-hmm. They were here for about 10 days. There was two of them some days, three of them most days. And they read through minutes. They went through all the books. They visited with several departments. I'm sure they were down to the sheriff's department. They audit every bank account that we have. They have those. They go through and they have a list of questions that they're going to ask every department that they visit with. And I assume that they visit with every department every year, but I'm not, I haven't checked that out. I know that we see recommendations for different departments in different years.
And another thing, they ask if you have concerns about another department.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he goes thorough. If you have some concern about some other department, he asks the question, do you have a concern? If you are, I'm going to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and goes through a very, I think they do a good job. I think that if Bob and some of the people that were concerned, I know that Mr. Smith has been up here also, I think if they wanted to actually look at the audit and if there was something in there that they thought that, I mean, maybe two or three things that they thought weren't just exactly the way they thought they should be, that would give them something to work off of, and you wouldn't have to go through every dollar that we're already paying twice. We're paying you to do, and we're paying Andy to do, and then we could pay a state auditor to do those.
And the same way with procedures also, yes.
Procedures. Yeah. I mean, procedures are the same thing. But I don't want the record to ever state that I'm not in approval of those kind of things. I would love to see a grand jury held in Taney County.
Okay.
Chuck, I didn't finish completely because Andy right now, their office is in the process of putting it all together into
right.
the folder. I think I gave, Bob, didn't I give you a, so they're in the process of putting that together right now. They have to wait sometimes because they also audit our sewer district and the health center or the health department, and those are called components of our county government. They have to have those finished before they can actually finish up our audit. So he's in the process of finishing that right now.
Yeah, I'm a little tipsy, but Mr. Strain, you several times mentioned you want a grand jury. Would you today make a motion to have a grand jury? Let's do it. If you think that's okay. the way to do it, let's. Can we do that?
They don't have the power to call a grand jury.
We can just recommend. We can just beg for it, but we don't have the power to do that.
How do we get it then?
You can go to the circuit judge.
I've talked to different individuals about a grand jury, and so far it hadn't happened.
Well, let me figure it out. Okay, thanks.
All right. Other comments? Good to go. All right. Other county business. Will we recess, James?
I just want to report to the county commission as an official action last week. I turned the assessment books over to the county clerk, and she has received them, and that's my statutory duty, but I would like this county commission to know that they are complete for 2010, other than the BOE, which the BOE actions will start. And I'm assuming I could announce this. Clerk, and if you have a question with your assessment, you have the right now to set up the appointment to come to see the BOE. And so the procedures are completed, the book has been turned over, and I just wanted to make you aware of that.
All right. Mr. Strophus, did you want to say something about the House Bill 1764?
Just briefly, it was brought up during the senior tax levy discussion that in August there was another ballot initiative on the ballot anyway from the House Bill 1764, which is the, I think they're calling it the Freedom of Health Care Act. Basically, it's going to be in the August ballot. I have the House Bill language. If you want a copy of it emailed to you, you can contact the office. They'll have a copy of it emailed to you. You can always go to the House Missouri State House to get a copy of it to see the language, but it will be, from what it shows, it'll be on the August ballot.
Since Mr. Schaffus brought that up, I'll say that we received a letter from the Secretary of State's office asking us to hold a spot on the ballot for that language. We haven't received the actual language for that. Once we do, it'll be up on the website, which is what we do every election. We put our ballots out there for the citizens to review, and that's at, of course, taneycounty.org. So we're working on that ballot language as we speak. Based on conversation that we had and knowing that this is on there, we have increased our ballot order to accommodate for a larger turnout, which we're hoping for. We had a 64% turnout in a prior August election where there were constitutional amendments on there. So we're hoping to have a similar turnout for this election.
Okay. All right. Frank?
Good morning. Frank Preston, Taney County Road and Bridge. I wanted to report that the paving for Shorty Cooper was completed last Thursday, including the new parking lot and a little piece of parking for the extension office. In speaking with the City of Forsyth, they're tentatively setting up a dedication for next Monday to Mr. Shorty Cooper, and that would be the opening of that particular road. We have some striping and signage to do prior to the opening, and that date is tentative, but I wanted to make that announcement as early as I could.
Good.
Okay, thank
Looks
you.
Looks nice.
Thank you.
Everybody's looking forward to using it, I'm sure. Anything else? All right, we'll recess for a few minutes. What, 5 minutes? Then come back to administrative, work with Nikki, or
yep.
I'd be about.
Be great.
All right, thank you for being here.